speak for those who cannot. Hi, I'm Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. It's been 48 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton that unborn babies could be killed for any reason and at any stage. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan issued a proclamation designating January 22nd as the first National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Part of the proclamation states, "I call upon the citizens of this blessed land to gather on that day in homes and places of worship to give thanks for the gift of life and to reaffirm our commitment to the dignity of every human being and the sanctity of each human life. So as you gather to worship this weekend, commit to pray the womb would become a safe place once again, and ask God how you can be a voice for the voiceless. Stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Stand up for life this year, lc.org."